John McKenzie. Real music, real opinions, real local. 4CA.
Now, for those who really fit up with the crime rate here, and particularly the stolen cars, and every third or fourth person seems to be a victim at some stage of this bloody business, there's an excellent article across pages 6 and 7 of the Cairns Post today. Firstly, I'll just mention this one briefly because it introduces us to this this discussion on the nightmare of these children just stealing our cars at will. It's just appalling what's going on. Anyway, it says here, frustrated police taunted by untouchable car thieves, protected by a no-chase policy, angry victims of crime and the Queensland Police Union have called for a dramatic rethink on how the force deals with stolen cars. Look, I'll cut to the chase here. There's a gentleman called Coleman, Shane Coleman. He's a victim, and it's a horrible story, but there's lots of horrible stories in our city on this front. Mr. Coleman said, a shift away from a hands-off chase policy toward the training of specialist officers in vehicle stopping techniques would limit property damage and potentially save lives. He went on to say this, quote, in the United States, they are trained to drive police cars like weapons, unquote. It goes on to say the damage they're causing far outweighs the damage to a police car, so the police may as well drive the vehicle into them. They're trained to do it in the States, so I don't know why we can't do it here. He said this, something has to change, but I still think locking them up for longer is the key. Now, then it goes to the next line that reads, Queensland Police Union President Shane Pryor agreed with Mr. Coleman and has called for a controversial PIT or precision immobilization technique maneuver seen in Hollywood movies and used by United States police officers to drive vehicles off the road to be made legal in Queensland. Do you know the thing that infuriates people? These kids, they're 11, 12, 13, 14, get them behind the wheel. They are death machines. They are potential murderers. The threat to, for example, people casually crossing the road and these idiots getting around with no skills whatsoever. It's just appalling the risk we take sometimes just leaving our homes. So I think it's an interesting discussion. I've actually got Shane Pryor on the line. He's in a bit of a hurry, actually, but he's going to talk to me about this matter. He's the President of Queensland Police Union. Shane, good morning.
Good morning, John.
I think the fact that you're partaking of this discussion reflects the fact that there is a level of frustration in restraints that are applied when you're being a policeman these days with these lunatic kids on the roads. What are your thoughts, generally speaking?
Police, like the community, are sick to death of the revolving door of justice. Something needs to change. It's never easy admitting the faults in the organisation that you love and passionate about, but we also can't ignore the facts. Police are fed up and leaving the job. It takes a lot to call it quits on a career that you did enjoy, but policing at the moment is not what people signed up for. Mm. Coppers joined this job because they wanted to lock up crooks,
yes,
protect people and their property, take those who disrupt order out of the community, like those stealing cars. Instead, years of job creep has made police the go-to agency to solve and intervene on every single problem.
I'm interested in this concept out of the United States. Can you expand on that? I mean, maybe it's a little bit premature to be talking about introducing it here in Australia, but what are the fundamentals?
Look, we need to do something different, John, and we're calling on a tactical vehicle intercept to be made available to our police, but only if our police are trained and we have the criminal indemnity around outcomes of that pursuit and using that intercept. By that I mean we need amendments to legislation to protect police. Mm. If police are going to put themselves at risk in protecting the community, they need to be protected by legislation. And it's only under those circumstances that I would call for such a tactic.
I just was absolutely taken aback yesterday by that huge fire. Now, there was poison on that particular semi-trailer. There were other huge risks. It became a ball of fire. And what had happened? There had been two stolen vehicles involved in the lead-up to that catastrophic event. And I thought, it's not just the odd car here and there that'll have a bingle and cause damage to another car. That was potentially a catastrophe yesterday, and the frequency of these car thefts now is just beyond imagining.
Yeah, and look, I'm surprised that our police could get to those kind of jobs John, when they're dealing with domestic and family violence. I have to admit, every other government department has loved that the QPS has soaked up all their work and responsibility. Government agencies set up to support victims of crime, domestic violence victims, support for dislocated families, rehabilitation, monitoring juvenile offenders, assisting families in crisis, providing appropriate custodial care have all dropped the ball, and they don't respond after 4 p.m.
Yes.
every weekday. And you can forget about any sort of action on the weekend or a public holiday.
Mm.
Our police need to be going to the jobs that you just described,
yes.
helping the community and protecting the community.
Yes. One quick question, because you've got to go. Is there any future for these GPS ankle bracelets?
Well, I would like to see it. But again, the appropriate legislation needs to be put in place, but the appropriate resourcing. So our people are not pulled away from protecting the Queensland community.
Mm-hmm.
The appropriate resourcing needs to be put around programs like this, so our police are not called to false alarms or the like. Our police have a very important job, and they're doing a fantastic job in the community every single day. For an election that apparently has a focus on crime, the politicians aren't talking about retention of the hard-working men and women in blue. They aren't offering incentives. Now, John, I'm no mathematician, but the police are leaving. And without police doing police work, it may be hard to deliver on your crime commitments and to drive down crime. We need politicians with courage. We need visionary, forward-thinking commitments that extends past an election term, commitments that are going to retain our hard-working men and women in this state.
I know you've got to go. It's right on 10:30. Shane, thank you for this. You are doing a magnificent job. Congratulations.
Thank you, John. I appreciate your time.
He's the newly appointed president of the Queensland Police Union. His name is Shane Pryor.